Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Cognitive Recalibration Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Shravan. We've got Taran here with us.
Hello.
Got a bit of a new configuration that we're sitting in here. We usually sit across the table, but...
Now we're sitting across a different table.
Yeah, different table, different chairs. So we went to watch The Kingsman this morning.
The Kingsman?
Yeah, The Kingsman. Yeah. We watched it very early in the morning so that we could avoid crowds. Because Omicron's wreaking
havoc.
Wreaking havoc.
Lots of our friends have it now.
I know a lot of people that have it.
I know four people that we both know that have it.
It is wreaking havoc. So we tried to go pretty early. We went to a 10 o'clock show, which is the earliest show I could find for this movie. And this movie actually just came out this week for us. So originally, I think it came out the 22nd of December in the US. So we're a little bit later on this one. But yeah, we went really early and there was probably
There was four other people other than us, so yes. Six in total. And yes. They're all old white people.
Which is interesting because this is...
I didn't think it would be the kind of... Maybe they thought it was going to be something else.
Maybe they thought it was the sequel to The King's Speech.
Yeah, yep.
But it's not.
Yeah, I think they enjoyed it though. I don't know. Maybe we should have asked them afterwards.
Well, it could actually be a sequel to King's Speech. Isn't the guy in King's Speech...
Is he King George?
King George? It's one of the King Georges.
I've never seen King's Speech.
Yeah, it's about his... pretty sure it's King George, who's the... Is he the son of Queen Victoria or...
Yes.
Yeah.
In this, they say that. He's the son of Queen Victoria.
And I think he's got like a speech impediment. Mm. So, Jeffrey Rush in the movie helps him do a speech.
This movie's not about that, though.
Without stuttering. But this is post that.
Yes.
I guess. Anyway, it's directed by Matthew Vaughn. It is a prequel to The Kingsman.
The Secret Service.
Secret Service and Golden Circle. Golden Circle came out 2017, I'll say.
Mm.
And King's Secret Service came out in 2015. I remember watching that in the cinema.
We watched both in the cinema, I think.
Except I didn't watch the second one with you. I watched the second one in Germany.
Okay.
Yeah.
When did I watch the second one? I can't remember.
Directed by Matthew Vaughn. He is obviously famous for Kingsman franchise, but also X-Men First Class. And he's making a movie with Henry Cavill and Dua Lipa?
Dua Lipa?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's her first movie then.
Yeah. It's she's joining the list of singer-songwriters that are going into acting.
Is she like the main actress in it or is it just she's in it?
I think she's in it.
Okay.
The main actor is Henry Cavill.
I'm looking at this now.
Sam Rockwell, Bryce Dallas Howard.
Yeah.
Brian Cranston, John Cena.
Oh, it's got the...
Samuel L. Jackson.
It's got the mum from Home Alone.
Oh, yes, and the mum from Home Alone.
John Cena, yeah.
Who's obviously the most famous actor in this list of actors, the mum from Home Alone.
Yeah, she's also in that show, Schitt's Creek.
Oh, okay.
She's the mum in Schitt's Creek as well.
Okay, yeah.
Whose mum is she going to be in this?
John Cena?
A world-class spy suffering from amnesia is tricked into believing he's the best-selling spy novelist. After his memories and lethal skills return, he goes down a path of revenge against the shadowy organization he used to work for, the Division. Sounds kind of interesting.
He loves a spy movie, doesn't he?
He does. Yeah. Kick-Ass is kind of a spy-ish movie as well, but like low grade.
Yeah.
Well, it's like a superhero movie, but.
And then X-Men, well, X-Men First Class, just X-Men.
Yes.
And then obviously he's done Kingsman, which is spy. And then this is spy as well, I guess. It's got spy elements. I would say it's
this
more
Kingsman, it's more of a war movie, war, isn't it?
Yeah. It's got some war elements to it. We can start talking about what we think of it. Ralph Fiennes is the main character.
Yes.
In this movie. I just find it interesting how his name is, I always thought it was Ralph, but it's not.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was Ralph as well. Yeah.
It's,
I thought it was Ralph Fiennes.
But it's Ralph Fiennes, who we saw in No Time to Die not too long ago.
Harry Potter.
And his Voldemort.
Yep.
Yes.
And other stuff he's been in.
He's in other stuff.
He's very famous.
Yes. Yeah. He's very famous. He's in Schindler's List. So there was this guy that was saying that like everyone from Schindler's List is becoming like an action movie star.
So, what about Morgan Freeman?
Oh, I guess he's in like he's not he didn't do action in Batman, but
yeah,
he's in it. He's in Schindler's List,
isn't he? I'm thinking of Shawshank Redemption. Yeah.
In Schindler's List. So Liam Neeson's in Schindler's List.
Yeah. Schindler's List is the Nazi one, isn't
the
it?
The Holocaust one.
Yeah.
So Liam Neeson's in that, and I think Ben Kingsley's in that, who's not really an action star, but he's in Marvel movies.
Yeah, Ben Kingsley, Ralph Fiennes. What was it?
Ralph Fiennes.
Ralph Fiennes. Yeah. Liam Neeson.
So maybe they're all turning into action movie stars, because he does a bit of action in this movie. Gemma Arterton. And our favorite actor, Jimon Hounsou. I think the person who actually steals the show and is unfortunately not in it for the whole movie is Reese Iffins.
Mm.
Yeah. Who's Lizard, right?
Yes.
Yes. In Spider-Man.
He's also in other stuff.
He's in
that elementary show as Sherlock's brother.
Yes. What's his name? Sherlock's brother's name?
Mycroft.
Yes, Mycroft. Yeah. Mycroft Holmes. We'll get into it. And Charles Dance.
He's in a little bit.
Yes, yep. He's in it. So there's a lot of famous British people and famous non-British people.
What was the guy, there's like a main character before. Ralph Fiennes the main character, but there's this other guy. You're like, oh, this guy's probably going to be the main character.
Yes. Harris Dickinson, I think, is who you're referring to. His son in the movie.
Yeah.
That's Harris Dickinson. And Matthew Good is also in the movie.
I don't know who both of those guys are, but they're in this movie.
Yeah. They're in this movie, British people that are in this movie. There's also a guy called Tom Hollander who is
he's the king.
Yeah, he's
And also the German. Yes, no, not the German, the Russian.
And the German. He plays all three.
Does he play the German?
Yeah, he plays all three. So he's got
I'm pretty sure the German one's a different bloke.
He does triple action role in this movie.
Are you sure? The Russian one and the British one are the same guy because they look exactly the same. Is the German guy? I think he's a different bloke.
On Wikipedia, the most reliable source, it says that he plays King George, he plays Kaiser William, and he plays the Tsar Nicholas.
He plays all of them?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he looks different as the Tsar.
Yeah, but it's him. I think they just did a bit of makeup on him, but yeah, it's him.
Yep.
He gets a triple role. We don't usually see triple roles in movies, do we?
By a minor character.
Yeah, that's right. It's not even the main character.
It's also got Stanley Tucci in this.
Yes. He's also in it. He's not even in the top billing, but he's in it.
Yeah, he's in this.
In a pretty minor role.
And Aaron Taylor-Johnson.
Yeah, he's also not in the top billing, but he's also in it.
Yeah.
It's not really a spoiler.
Like, it's not a spoiler. Yeah.
They're like,
it's like a
really
cameo.
Insignificant characters. Like, they don't actually do anything. In terms of when this movie was meant to release, it was meant to release in 2019, and it got delayed to early 2020. And then because of COVID, it got delayed again. And it's been delayed 20
times.
Numerous times. Yeah.
Yep.
A lot of times. So it was actually meant to come out. And I just say this because there's a part in this movie where there's like a World War. It's during World War One, like pre World War One, during World War One. And there's a war sequence in like the middle of this movie. And it was a little bit reminiscent of 1917. I always get that wrong. 1917.
Yeah.
This was actually shot before 1917.
Oh, really? Jeez.
But obviously that came out before. But 1917 is a better movie than this.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, you want to watch Ghostbusters.
Yes.
I want to watch this. Maybe we should have seen Ghostbusters.
Well, we can still watch Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
I've been telling my wife, like, I want to watch Ghostbusters, but no one wants to watch it with me. So, hopefully.
Yeah, I bullied you into watching this because I didn't want to watch Ghostbusters. But, yes. Yeah, maybe we should watch Ghostbusters.
Yes. Well, there's still time for Ghostbusters. Yeah. I think we'll still watch it.
I'm a huge Kingsman fan. That's why I really want to watch this.
Well, I like the first movie.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't say I'm like a huge, huge fan of it. But I liked it. I liked the first half of it, of the first Kingsman movie. And the second half was fine as well. The second one I really didn't like.
Second one is not great. And I think this is better than that.
This is better than the second one.
It's also not that good.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Jumping into our thoughts on it. So I thought this was like really disjointed. It was like...
It was really boring. Well, came in a bit late.
Yeah. So and then we missed... I don't think we missed too much because you came in when the title came up.
Yeah.
So, and I came in like maybe 2 minutes before that.
Even after that, it felt like this movie takes a really long time to get started.
Yeah. And I don't know what it was. It feels like they had like maybe three different ideas what they wanted to do. So they had this like father son thing. They had World War One happening. They had set up of the spy agency known as Kingsman. And they had outrageous villain for like half of the movie. And then there was this other villain who was pretty underwhelming in the end.
It was very disjointed. I agree. Not that interesting at most parts. Like you don't know where the story is really going or like what they're really aiming to do.
Did find it a bit boring for about the first half of the movie. There is some good action in the movie though. Towards the end, there was a couple of good action sequences.
But I'd say... If you're looking for like the church scene in Kingsman,
there's nothing like that.
Yeah.
There's nothing like that. And tonally, it shifts a lot as well. So I think Kingsman's like the first Kingsman, it was a spy movie, but it was kind of like a twist on it. Like they kind of didn't take itself too seriously, kind of made fun of some of the spy tropes. It does some of that, but not that much. And it's got like the Matthew Vaughn humor. Was in the other movies, especially with the Rasputin character who's played by Reese Ifans. So it has that sort of like really over the top stuff. But then it has like this segment, which is like a gritty war movie. The middle of the movie, it transitions to like another movie. Like it was like a different, we were watching, I accidentally walked into like, well, I didn't actually walk out of cinema, but if I walked out and walked back in, I'd be like, did I walk into the right cinema? Because it feels like it's a different movie.
It seems like Matthew Vaughn wanted to make like a commentary on war, but like it's really on the nose, and it's just like it's not like subtle or anything. It's just like, yeah, war's bad and no one wins.
Yeah,
it's like, yeah, we know that. Why are you making this movie on
and
this?
It keeps like, it's not like he says that once, he says that over and over again, like a lot of times.
Like the story of this movie is what's his name, Rafe.
What's his name in the movie? His name in the movie's
Oxford. Yeah. His last name's Oxford.
He's the Duke of Oxford. His first name's Orlando.
Interesting though, that that house that they live, well, not interesting because it's a callback, but that house that they live in is the place he gets trained in Kingsman the Secret Service.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this is kind of like the foundation to what's known as the Secret Service later, Kingsman Secret Service. Yeah.
But he doesn't want his son to go to war.
Yes.
His son wants to go to war. And so then his son goes to war. He's like, oh, war's bad. Yep.
Yeah. And throughout the first half of the movie, like repeatedly, his son's like, I want to go to war.
Mm.
And he's like, no, you can't go to war because it's bad.
Mm.
And they do that
too many times.
At least three times. Because first he's too young. And I'm like, he doesn't look too young. And I looked up how old this guy is. He's 25. He's 25 now. So when they shot it, maybe he was like 22, 23.
So first he's too young, and then they're doing conscription, and he says, and people are sneaking in, and he's like, nah, I've let the guy know, and he's not going to let you sneak in.
Yeah.
And then he's old enough, and he still doesn't want him to go.
Yeah. And then he does go, but then he doesn't really, like, because he has a lot of influence from the king and stuff, so he doesn't really... go, and then he goes
stuff
anyway.
Happens.
So it's
but the end was all right.
I thought the end was good.
The end was more Kingsman. The middle was just a war film.
They got a lot of, like, we read out all the actors in the movie. The only one that features the most is Ralph Fiennes.
Mm.
Everyone else is pretty secondary.
Yeah.
Except for the character Rasputin, who is also not in it that much, but for the time he's in, he makes a big impact.
Yeah. Also, a strange part of this movie is a lot of it is historically accurate for some reason.
It's like a fictional retelling of historic events. So obviously this didn't happen. Like what exactly happened in this movie didn't happen.
But there's like lots of stuff that happens in this movie that actually happened. Yeah,
that did happen. Yeah. But it's like a twist, I guess. It's like a twist on history. Like ultimately what happens in this movie. But the intricate details don't happen, obviously.
Some of the details do happen though.
Yeah, so like, we can get into, I don't know if it's spoilers because it's history, but
we'll get to it, spoilers, that
happened,
And then the king's cousin's family, what happens to them, that happens.
Yes.
Yeah.
So are they actually cousins though? That's not
in real life. Yeah.
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. A lot of the stuff is like, I wasn't sure if it's, because some of them, I don't know the complete history, but I was like, this feels like it did happen. And some of them I wasn't quite 100% sure if it did happen. Yeah, so that part of it was sort of interesting. Overall, I just thought it was, first half was a bit boring. Boring and just disjointed, like just totally like inconsistent. And then towards the end, it got better. So
it just, it leaned into the Kingsman side of it more. And there's like fights and that classic like camera style where he's like panning.
Yes. Yeah. And he does some interesting. One thing I will say is he's got like an interesting way of storytelling. Like there's some interesting shots and stuff in this. Like there's one part where they're on a ship and then he looks through the window and it goes through the ocean and then through the telescope of a submarine. That was pretty cool. And then it goes back and
His directing's good.
Yeah.
It's just the story wasn't that great.
Yeah. He does a couple of, now that I remember, he does a shot like that in X-Men First Class.
There was a scene on the plane that was pretty good. Near the end.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Yeah, like basically towards the end I thought it got better.
Yeah, I agree. Towards the end it got better, but the start is kind of, you're just waiting for this movie to start and it just never does.
And I just wasn't sure where it was going at one point. It was just meandering along. Like they go on a mission, they do some stuff.
I guess because it was a Kingsman movie, I wanted more spy stuff. And there isn't that much of it.
I think the positives are towards the end it gets better and the actors were pretty good. I thought Ralph Fiennes was good.
Yeah.
He carries most of the movie. And then like the supporting cast who aren't in it that much are fine for what they're in.
And Rhys Evans is, he committed to this, he's doing.
And I think one thing Matthew Vaughn does is the villains that he gets are really over the top. So like Samuel L. Jackson in the first one, Julianne Moore in the second one. And then in this, it was Rhys Evans, who was pretty.
Yeah, he's
over the top. I think he was the most over the top, actually.
He's really over the top. Yeah. It worked to a certain extent.
So he's actually not the big villain in the movie. He's like a sub villain. The big villain was pretty underwhelming, but even he's like over the top and like it's like typical spy villain type.
They don't show who he is for the whole movie, essentially. They only show the back of his head.
Yes. Yeah. And there's this mystery around who he is. But I actually guessed who he was when you first see that character.
I was hoping it would be someone better.
Before they did the reveal, I was like going through. So he has like a Scottish accent. So I was like, Matthew Vaughn, Scottish actors, bold person. James McAvoy, maybe? Spoilers, it's not McAvoy.
Yeah. I was hoping it would be someone better, but it's not.
Anyway, anything else in terms of positives and negatives, spoiler-free?
No, not really.
Yeah. It's not too much else to say, non-spoiler. So if you haven't seen Kingsman and you care about spoilers, we'll probably give it I reckon this is I don't think it's worth watching in the cinema. And there's like so many other movies out at the moment that like this wouldn't be in the top of the list. Like if you haven't seen like Spider-Man, go watch that. If you haven't seen Ghostbusters.
we haven't seen that. So,
what else have we seen recently? Oh, I would watch this over Matrix any day.
Yeah, but, Matrix was worse than this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's other stuff that's out. So I reckon this is more like a streaming movie when it's on like Netflix.
It's just very average. Yeah.
But yeah, when it's on Netflix.
This is
or whatever,
a movie that if it came on TV, you wouldn't switch it. You wouldn't switch to a different channel.
Yeah.
But you would have like
actively watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it'd be that kind of movie. Like, if it's on streaming, yeah, watch it. You're not going to, like, regret watching it on streaming, but I don't think it's worth watching the cinema.
So One thing I would say is a positive, though, is I really liked, like, all the costumes and the setting and everything.
Yeah.
That's a good thing about the Kingsman movies. Like, all the suits are really nice and all the costumes that they wear are good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very era appropriate.
No, I thought that was good. All the costume design, the set design, all of that was good.
Mm.
Yeah. But yeah, I'll probably give it a cognitive regression just because, like, I probably won't watch this again.
I probably won't either.
Yeah.
Yeah. I might watch parts of it again, but I won't watch the whole thing.
So yeah, it's better than the second one, though. That one I definitely won't ever watch again. It's not as good as the first one. All right, so we can jump into spoilers. So if you haven't seen The King's Man, go watch it if you really want to, and then come back to this point in the episode, and we will talk spoilers.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I guess the biggest twist in the movie is that the son actually dies. Which is one thing I didn't expect.
I didn't expect that either. Yeah. And the way he died is kind of...
He could have died so many other times.
Yeah.
But he dies like that, which is, I mean...
It was a twist. I definitely didn't see it coming. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought he really wouldn't die. Was it a good twist? I don't know. Like, I feel like the movie would have been better if the son was actually in it till the end. But I guess it makes the Duke of Oxford's character... better. Like, he's got a reason to return to
fighting, I guess. Yeah. He leaves his pacifism ways.
I don't know if we missed this or it was just, like, not really that well done, but so his wife dies at the start because...
Did you see how his wife died?
She just got shot. So they're in this concentration camp or something, and they work for the Red Cross, and they came to bring supplies for the concentration camp, and they're just walking out, and they get ambushed, and she dies. That's all that happens. I don't know what happened before that, though. Maybe there was some exposition or something explaining why they were there. Yeah, she just dies. And then, do you see this part before she dies, how she's like, don't let our son see war again or something like that, which is pretty hard to do. Like, it's not in your hands whether wars happen or not. So he swears against, like, his son ever participating in war. And then the first half of the movie is just him telling his son that he can't go to war.
Essentially,
and then he goes to war anyway. He switches places with Aaron Taylor Johnson, and he dies. And then Aaron Taylor Johnson's just like he's just in the movie.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's Lancelot now, though.
Yes.
So yeah. Lancelot is
Lancelot was Colin Firth.
No, Colin Firth was Galahad, and Eggsy is also Galahad. Lancelot is the guy at the start of Kingsman who dies, and then they're trying to replace him.
Ah, okay.
And it's so the Taran girl.
Ah, okay.
The
but
girl
she dies,
gets it.
Though. Doesn't she die in the...
In the second one, she dies, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know who takes over afterwards.
So who's Taron Egerton?
He's Galahad.
Oh, he takes over Galahad.
Because Colin Firth dies. Yeah.
Yeah. But then he comes back, so doesn't Colin Firth get Galahad back and he becomes Lancelot?
Possibly.
Yeah. But then Mark Strong dies.
Mark Strong's Merlin.
Who's the old... Who's like Arthur. Michael Caine? Michael Caine was Arthur.
Yeah, Michael Caine's Arthur.
Yeah, but then he dies.
Does he?
He dies in the first one, doesn't he?
Does he?
Isn't he like a bad guy? Like he was working with Samuel L. Jackson or something?
Should watch his first movie again. I can't remember. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Michael Caine dies because then in the second one, it's the Dumbledore guy.
Oh, Michael Gambon.
Yeah. Because he's in the second one. I thought he was Arthur in the second one. Which I'll probably looked this up.
I'll look this up. Colin Firth is Galahad Sr. Taron Egerton is Galahad Jr. And Michael Gambit is Arthur. Yeah.
Yes. And I think that's because Michael Caine betrays them and he dies in the first one.
Mm.
But then Michael Gambit dies in the second one.
Michael Gambit, Sophie Cook. The Lancelot character. They all die because the compound gets exploded.
Yeah.
And so does Merlin.
Yes. Yeah. But he dies later in the movie. So Jamon Honso is actually Merlin.
He's Merlin, yeah.
Arthur is, well, he just makes himself Arthur. He just like.
He's Arthur. Yeah. I think this is a callback to maybe the start of the film where they must have played.
I didn't miss. So Jamon Honso and the little kid, the son, but he's like a little kid in the first scene. They have a conversation about the Knights of the Round Table or something. And he's like, my dad's Arthur. You're Merlin and I'm Lancelot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so to like honor him, they kind of name themselves the Knights characters. So he's Arthur, Jamon Honso's Merlin, and Aaron Taylor Johnson's Lancelot.
Yes.
Gemma Arterton's Galahad.
Yeah. And Stanley Tucci who's in the movie.
He's someone.
Bedivere?
Don't even know who that is.
Yeah.
And the king is also there, King George.
Yeah.
And he's someone else as well.
He's Percival.
Percival, yeah.
You would think the king's...
Would be Arthur.
Yeah. You'd think the king would be Arthur because it's the kingsman. Like, it's his...
Yeah, I thought the king wouldn't be part of it.
Yeah.
I thought they were all the kingsmen, so...
Yeah, it wouldn't make sense for the king to be in it.
I was a bit confused by why the king was there.
Does that mean, like, the queen
knows? I don't know.
Yeah.
Because they get replaced, obviously, when they die. You never find out who Percival or the other bloke is in the Kingsman movies. You only see Galahad, Lancelot, Merlin, and Arthur.
And this is in like World War One time. So is like Gemma Arterton Colin Firth's mum or something?
Oh, possibly. Her name's Poppy.
Polly.
Polly.
Polly Wilkins.
It's not, there's no direct allusion to that, is there?
What's his actual name? Colin Firth's actual name in the movie? It would be.
Because, Harry Hart.
Maybe they're just, they have that recruitment process where anyone can be recruited, right?
So. Yeah, and I think they go through it at one point. So I don't think it is because he was like a zoologist. It's in the second movie. He's like a zoologist because after they fix him, he like reverts back to that. He can't remember anything after that.
Oh, yeah. He's a zoologist. Like he knows about animals.
Butterflies or something?
Yeah, butterflies. That's right. In terms of like the movie mimicking history, so there is a part where
Ferdinand gets shot.
Yes.
That actually happens where took a wrong turn.
Yeah.
And then the guys were just getting drunk on the corner.
Yeah.
And they just happened to see him there.
And then apparently there was an attempt to bomb him as well, which failed.
Yes.
Which also happens in the movie.
But, the thing how the guy's just drinking on the corner and they take a wrong turn and then he shoots them, that actually happened in real life.
And then some of the stuff with Rasputin apparently is true as well.
How he poisoned the kid.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that is true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how he died as well. Like, not exactly how he died, but he did get shot in the head, apparently.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Did he look like that?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he did actually look like that. There was another movie where they did this. Or I think there's a show actually on Netflix about Rasputin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like a crazy guy.
Yeah. He's crazy and Reese Evans plays him very crazy.
Yeah.
There's a part where he eats the cake and it's real weird.
And he knows, he can smell like poison. Like apparently he could do that in real life too. Like he knows, apparently the attempted to poison him multiple times and he didn't work.
It's a smart guy, but a crazy dude.
In terms of trivia, I don't have too much. So the Ferdinand stuff is true. So that's in the IMDb trivia as well. And a lot of the stuff that Oxford does towards the end of the movie, like he's got the knives on the mountain and stuff, it's kind of a callback to the original Secret Service where they have it in the shoe. Like they've got the knife in the shoe. They obviously designed those so they could climb stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And stab people, I guess.
And stab people.
But, that whole end sequence is pretty good with the plane and the parachute and the...
Yep, and then the fight and the
fight. Yeah. So Jimon Hounsou, he doesn't die in this movie,
but he nearly died like three times. Two times.
Yes,
he gets stabbed by Rasputin, and I thought he died then.
I thought he died then too, but he didn't.
Yep, and then he gets shot by
the villain at the end, who was the mole in the British. So there's this agency, there's this reverse spy agency that have people working in each of the countries, and the head of this one was working in the British one. He was like in the British army or something.
Essentially.
So Daniel Brühl is the one working for the German one.
Yep. And then Rasputin was
the Russian one.
Yeah.
And then there was this other lady that was in the American embassy or something. There was other people as well. Like there was
other people. Yeah.
So there's obviously that organization might still be running, because Daniel Brühl, in the end credit scene, you find out that
he takes over for what's the title?
Is the Shepherd.
The Shepherd, yeah. So Daniel Brühl takes over as a Shepherd.
And then in the end credit scene, you find out that they're probably leading up to World War II now, and they've recruited Hitler. Which could be interesting.
Apparently that guy is in scenes earlier in the movie.
Yeah, he looked like someone we'd seen, but
yeah.
I mean, he also didn't, like, he's not the most.
He just looks like a guy.
He's just a guy, like, yeah. He's not like the most distinguishable person. So he's,
yeah, but apparently he was there at like various points in the movie.
Coming back to the end, so coming back to Jimon Hounsou, so he doesn't die in the movies and he's still there at the end. Do you reckon, like, when he hears a script, like, is this the first movie we've seen with him that where he doesn't die?
For a while, yeah. He's done movies where he doesn't die.
I'm trying to think of one where he doesn't die. He dies in Blood Diamond, doesn't he?
Does he?
I think so. Or does he? Or maybe he doesn't.
Isn't he in that Fast and Furious movie?
He dies in that. I'm pretty sure he dies in that.
Yeah.
He's in 7.
Is he in 7?
Yeah, he's in 7, where they go to Africa. It's the one where they jump out of the plane with the cars. And he died in Quiet Place Part 2.
He did, yeah.
And he dies in Guardians. He didn't die in Captain Marvel, but that's because it was before his character dies.
Yeah.
He died in his animated role in Invincible.
That's right, yeah. Yeah.
He dies in Aquaman.
Nah, there's movies where maybe he's trying to take Sean Bean's role, where he's
he dies dying in Shazam. Everything.
Yeah, but he's in Shazam too, isn't he? So is he actually dead? I don't know.
Did he die in Charlie's Angels?
Was he in Charlie's Angels?
Yeah, he was, yeah. The new one. He was in it. I think he does die in that one.
I'm trying. He's in a lot of movies, so I don't know.
He's in a lot of comic book movies.
Yeah. Well, this is a comic book movie as well.
But yeah, like maybe like when he listens to scripts, the first thing he asks is like, before he even hears the script, he's like, firstly, do I die?
Yeah.
And then like if they say yes, he's like, I'm doing it. But then if they don't say yes, he's like, well, I'm going to have to listen to the script.
Maybe he just doesn't want to do sequels, so he's just like, kill me off so I don't need to come back.
Well, he's come back a couple of times in the Marvel movies now. Guardians. Was he in Endgame?
He wasn't.
He was in What If, wasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. He was. I don't know if he did the voice, though.
I think he did.
Okay.
In that episode with Black Panther as Star-Lord.
He's good at this, though.
Yeah, he was good. Well, he wasn't.
He's not in it that much.
Really in it that much, but yeah, he was good.
He's good at fighting.
All right. Anything else?
I don't think so.
How old do you think Ralph Fiennes is?
He's pretty old. Yeah. Would be like over 60.
He's 59.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He's getting to 60 then. He did do it, obviously, but there's like in that fight scene with Rasputin, there's lots of like flips and like dancing circles and stuff.
Yeah, I don't think either of them were doing those scenes. But yeah, that scene was pretty good as well. I would say the action in this movie wasn't too bad. It wasn't amazing.
It's not amazing. It was all right. Yeah. It's not like when you came out of Kingsman and you're like, that was amazing, but it's okay.
I think that's all we had. It's not much to say about this one.
Mm.
But we'll watch Ghostbusters next and we'll let you know how that is.
It looks like they're delaying the release of a lot of movies, so I guess Ghostbusters is all we have now.
Let me look at the release schedule because obviously my most anticipated movie of the year, Morbius, isn't coming out till April now.
Yeah. Being pushed back quite a bit.
For some reason, everyone that is delaying movies, they're moving to April. I don't know why April's a thing.
Maybe that's where they think the...
Maybe they've done some modeling.
They think that's when the numbers will go down.
Yeah. So coming soon, we've got, as per the latest release schedule, we've got the 355 coming next week. And we've also got Scream. I've never seen any of the Scream movies.
I kind of want to watch this one. It's like a murder mystery, basically.
This Scream movie?
All Scream movies.
We could watch it. I was too young to watch the first Screams. I think it came out in the 90s. Yeah. I never watched them, but they've got a bit of a cult following. So
it's they're just like slasher films with a twist.
So next week we've got the 355, which I don't know. I haven't heard anything about, but could be okay. It's got a good cast. Scream and King Richard starring Will Smith.
The Serena Williams one.
About Venus, but yeah. Which also looks all right, just in time for the Australian Open. And then the week after that, we've got, I don't know if this wasn't on our radar, but there's a movie called Nightmare Alley. And I think it's directed by
Guillermo del Toro.
Del Toro. It's got a good cast. And I heard it's pretty good. His movies are generally pretty good. So that's something we could watch. And then Morbius was meant to come out the week after, but now it's not. So I guess
maybe that's where we do Ghostbusters.
We can fill that in with Ghostbusters. Oh, there was one movie that I'm sort of interested in watching, which is Belle. We saw a trailer for it before. For some reason, we saw a trailer for it before Matrix. So it's an anime movie. Remember we saw this? It's about it's like Free Guy.
Yep.
Which looks interesting. There's also Spencer, which is about Diana.
The one with Christine.
Kristen Stewart.
Kristen Stewart. Yeah, yes. That's the one.
There's a re-release of Sound of Music.
I've seen it. It's all right, I guess. We've had our share of, that's World War II, but.
Yes. Yeah. It's actually a good movie. Like, I watched it like last year, just during lockdown. My wife was watching it, and actually, like, I said I'd watch a bit of it, and I watched the whole thing. It's actually a pretty good movie.
Yeah, they get away from the Nazis in the end.
Yeah. And there's because that guy of who.
Music.
It's got good music. Yeah. And there's
because of music. That's how they get away.
Isn't there a guy that betrays them? Like the elder daughter's boyfriend or whatever. He's like working for the. He betrays
for the Nazis. Yeah.
It's a good movie. You should watch Sound of Music. But yeah, there's not much in Feb. There's all these Chinese movies coming out for Chinese New Year, but there's not much.
We might, there might be some stuff on streaming or,
There is one movie coming out on streaming. It's with the guy who played Aladdin. It's like his first movie after
Mina Masood.
It's not coming on Netflix. It's got him and the girl in Austin and Ally. Ally from Austin and Ally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I saw a trailer for it. It's like a romantic comedy, isn't it?
Yes. Except he's a prince or something, or she's a princess or something. Something like that.
No, he's a prince and she's a reporter.
Yeah. Except she doesn't know that he's a prince, or does she know?
I think she does.
I thought he was like undercover or something.
It sounds like it's going to be that Vanessa Hudgens movie. Have you seen that one? No, it's not Vanessa Hudgens. There is a movie The Christmas Prince.
Christmas Prince, yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that the...
Is she a reporter in that?
I thought she was, yeah.
It feels like maybe he's doing like he's doing a Jasmine.
Oh, yeah. So it's just Aladdin again.
Yeah.
Without Switch genie.
Yeah. So, yeah, we got stuff coming up, but we'll watch Ghostbusters.
We'll fit Ghostbusters in at some point.
We'll watch Ghostbusters.
I guess I forced you to watch this, so I probably should watch Ghostbusters.
Yes. I'm hearing it's good, but...
This has got the same rating as Ghostbusters across the board, so it's probably as good as this.
I thought this was lower.
It's got a 6.9 on IMDb, this. So it's actually better than Ghostbusters 1.
But in terms of Rotten Tomatoes, this has got a 40-something percent.
It's got a 42.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters is 60-something, 64, I think.
What's the IMDb, though?
I live by...
You live by Rotten Tomatoes? Yes. Well, Rotten Tomatoes is very skewed, though.
Yeah.
Because it's basically a 6 out of 10 film. Across the board... It's 6 out of 10 for everyone. Yeah. They get 100%.
Yes.
Not necessarily the best film ever is going to be 100%. A pretty average film could be 100%.
Positive movies, like they could be skewed, but really bad movies, they generally get caught out with this. So if it's like a, if it's less than 50%, it's generally not that good. Or if it's like
saying that sometimes you get a movie that's less than 50, it's like not all right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like this is all, I wouldn't say this is a terrible film.
It's not that bad. Yeah. Yeah, it's all right. It, Matrix is worse than this for sure.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah.
But that's, that's got a higher Rotten Tomatoes. So fresh off the press, the 355. Want to guess what the Rotten Tomatoes is?
Not good.
26%.
Yeah, so maybe we watch Scream. let's watch Scream.
Yeah, Scream, there's no ratings yet.
It'll be fun. We can guess who the killer is, and then we'll come back here and then we'll say if we guessed who the killer was.
Do you reckon it's one of the people?
Like, well, they released a poster. It says the killer is on this poster.
Okay, who's on that poster?
It's like 50 people.
Well, let's pick who.
Well, we're going to pick it now. The killer is on this poster.
Okay, I've got the poster.
Fair warning. Courtney Cox and the girl in the middle, they're in the previous movies.
Yes.
So it's probably not them.
Yes. And the guy on the right is also
there. Yeah. So I'm guessing it's one of these new guys.
I reckon it's the guy on the far right. The little
picture guy on the far right.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's Jack Quaid.
Who's Jack Quaid?
It's the guy
to the left of the...
Underneath Courtney Cox, to the left, biggest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He Jack Quaid. He's Dennis Quaid's son.
Oh, okay.
He's also The Boys. Yeah, I'll go with him.
I'm just going with the one that looks the least likely.
They're trying to hide it?
Yeah, like he looks innocent, but...
If they're trying to hide it, it's that little... It's the girl on the left because she's the smallest.
Yeah, could be. I highly doubt it's the people from the previous movies.
Nah, I don't think it's going to be Courtney Cox or I forget her name or the other guy.
Neve Campbell,
yeah. Yes. And that guy's, is that David Arquette?
Yeah, isn't he Courtney Cox's husband?
Ex-husband, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, so I don't think it's those three, although it would be a twist if it was one of those three.
Is that the guy from 13 Reasons Why?
Which one?
The left of the guy you said.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Could be him as well.
He's a dodgy character. Could be him.
In the trailer, one of the girls is like trying to escape from the... Well, she's trying to lock the house, right?
And yeah.
She gets attacked.
There's a spoiler alert. In the first movie, it's two killers. So that's why, like, sometimes you're like, it can't be this guy because this guy was here. But it was then the other guy that was doing the killing.
And they were like doing together?
They're working together. So in the first movie, it's... what's his name? It's the guy that plays Shaggy.
Oh, that guy. Yeah.
Yeah. And also, I forget what this guy's name is. He's in Riverdale. He's one of the guys in Riverdale.
The guy that plays Shaggy, who's in, he's in other movies.
Yeah.
He's in that other movie we saw recently on Netflix.
Yeah. He's all that. That guy.
So
there could be two killers.
Yeah.
So going on the basis that there's two killers, I'm going to say that one of them is... One of them's Jack Quaid.
They could all be killers. They could do a twist and just go like...
Like Murder on the Orient Express.
It's an elaborate trap to get like the original cast to into the same room and they all kill them.
Well, these movies are pretty meta, so I wouldn't be surprised.
Because the original cast come back to like help the new cast, right?
I think so, yeah.
Because like we've seen this before and like... We're going to help you. But maybe they knew that they knew the killers, so they're like, lure them in.
They lured them in so they can kill them. Okay, yeah. That's your guess.
Yeah.
And my guess is Jack Quaid is involved in some way. So if your guess is right, I'm still right because Jack Quaid.
Yeah, it was part of it.
Yeah.
But someone will die, right?
Yeah. Multiple people will die.
Well, that's our mini anticipation.
That's the prequel to the Scream episode. Yeah.
Suddenly, like, I had no anticipation for this movie. Like, I didn't even know it was coming out till like a week ago. So.
I don't know. I kind of wanted to watch it. I know why. I haven't even watched the other ones that much. So.
I guess we'll wrap it up there. That was like, we spent about half an hour on Kingsman and the other half on Scream. Yeah, catch us next week, probably will be for Scream.
We'll do Scream, and then we'll do Ghostbusters later. We will. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But we'll watch it. Well, we'll have to watch it soon because we'll watch it soon. All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Hope you're all staying safe. Look after yourselves, and We'll see you all next week.
See ya.
Bye.